From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed Monday as he delivered remarks at an art exhibition in Ankara. The gunman and off-duty policeman opened fire at close range, killing Ambassador Andrei Karlov. Associated Press photographer Burhan Ozbelici was an eyewitness.
I saw immediately Russian ambassador on the ground, on the floor. We could not check if he was lifeless, dead, or simply injured. And the man continued to speak, and he warned people to go away or to leave.
The 22-year-old assassin, who was himself killed by security forces, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, and Allahu Akbar." Three others were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining bilateral efforts to resolve the Syrian conflict. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but one Turkish official said there were strong signs the gunman was a follower of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating last year's attempted coup. The cleric denied any involvement. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Monday of an impending genocide in South Sudan unless action is taken soon, and renewed his call for an arms embargo.
Reports suggested that President Salva Kiir and his loyalists are contemplating a new military offensive in the coming days against the SPLM in opposition. Moreover, there are clear indications that Riek Machar and other opposition groups are pursuing a military escalation.
A political dispute between the two men erupted into ethnic conflict in December 2013, leaving tens of thousands dead, millions displaced. A shaky ceasefire was reached in August. This is VOA News. A truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin late Monday, killing at least 12, injuring dozens. British tourist Michael Fox was on scene near the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police called the incident a probable terrorist attack. They have suspected driver in custody. Another passenger who died in the truck is described as a Polish national. The motive for the attack remains unclear. Thousands have been evacuated from the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, along with two rebel-besieged northwestern towns. The arrangement worked out by Russia and Turkey, along with the Syrian government, proceeds as the UN Security Council approved the presence of UN monitors to oversee the evacuations. Samantha Powers, the U.S. UN ambassador.
Today's resolution, I think, is significant in the sense that at least we now have the council finally agreeing that people who want to leave eastern Aleppo should be able to be monitored by the United Nations, the ICRC, the Syrian Red Crescent, and others.
Meanwhile, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura announced the UN hopes to arrange new political talks in Geneva February 8. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has been able to keep her job despite her conviction of negligence by a French court. She is said to have failed to challenge a large payout to a businessman while the French finance minister. The IMF Executive Board has reaffirmed its full confidence in her abilities to perform her duties. The African Union force in Somalia said its soldiers killed six passengers in a minibus that refused orders to stop at a checkpoint. A traditional elder says AMISOM forces opened fire on the vehicle in Lower Shabelle region Sunday. The AU mission said it is investigating. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday near the Solomon Islands in the Pacific, with no initial reports of casualties or damage. Monday, a 5.8 magnitude quake jolted Ecuador's Pacific coast, killing at least two. Both the U.S. and China confirmed that an unmanned underwater vehicle belonging to the U.S. and seized by China in the South China Sea last week has been returned. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday called the seizure in international waters illegal.
This is the first time we've had an incident like this with the Chinese Navy, to my knowledge, and obviously this is a situation that we had concern with. As to how this played out, this was an underwater vehicle doing something that we've done before.
Chinese state-run media suggested the drone was on a spying mission. Heavy smog has engulfed large parts of northern China for yet another day Tuesday, despite emergency restrictions and cancellation of dozens of flights. Power plants and chemical producers have been ordered to cut back operations, driving of vehicles in major cities curtailed. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.